This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian health officials said on Sunday Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people, including 18 children. The strikes came as the United States is on track to approve billions of dollars of additional military aid to Israel. More than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million has sought refuge in Rafah from fighting elsewhere. Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive to Rafah despite international calls for restraint, including from the U.S. Violence in the West Bank, already on the rise before the war in Gaza, has escalated with frequent army raids on militant groups, rampages by Jewish settlers in Palestinian villages, and Palestinian street attacks. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
On Sunday, mourners fire in the air at a funeral for Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in a raid the day before. Palestinian health authorities said at least 14 Palestinians were killed in the Nur Shams area near the flashpoint city of Tulkarm. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested and hundreds killed during regular operations in the West Bank by Israeli army and police since the start of the Gaza war on October 7th. Those killed were mostly members of armed groups, but also stone-throwing youths and uninvolved civilians.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Near the embattled eastern town of Kubiansk, where Russian forces are pressing, Ukrainian artillery gunners said on Sunday the new U.S. aid package expected to receive final passage this week would lead to a battlefield turnaround. Moscow has had the battlefield momentum since capturing Avdiivka, a longtime bastion town in the eastern Donbas region. This